A potentially contentious issue is facing the state Senate when the legislature returns to work this week. It's the budget bill for the public employees' retirement system. 2 years ago, deep differences between the House and Senate on the PERS issue led to a special legislative session. That happened after the PERS board decided to switch health insurance carriers from Blue Cross Blue Shield to Sanford Health. The House made several changes to the makeup of the PERS board. It would make it a cabinet agency, giving the governor appointment power for the agency director. It would also give the legislature's Employee Benefits Committee more oversight. House Majority Leader Al Carlson says the legislature needs to be back in control of the spending and back in control of the process.
It shouldn't be an unelected board making those decisions and committing us to $21 million of additional spending that we have no say over, except to say, yes, we're putting it in the budget and we'll pay $21 million more. And that has always bothered me. I will always guard the legislative branch and the duties we have to that we're assigned to do, and that's to make law and to spend money. And anything that takes away from our authority on that, I'll fight like crazy to get it.
Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner says he has not yet gone through the legislation and declined specific comment on it. Democrats say they will try and get those ideas defeated in the Senate. This is Fargo Representative Kathy Hogan.
We are very concerned about this change in structure, because when retirement systems have become not administered by the people who actually use them, the entire fund could be at risk.
Although the House passed it, the Employee Benefits Committee overwhelmingly voted against it. Bismarck Senator Dick Dever is a member of that committee and is one of two legislators on the PERS board.
I think the PERS board does a good job. Biggest concern about making the shift and shifting more control to the legislature is the issue of fiduciary responsibility, and along with that, liability for any mismanagement of them. And what we're being told is that would shift to one person, the governor.
The PERS legislation will be heard in the Senate Government and Veterans Affairs Committee Thursday morning. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.